parents bring up children, or they, how would you say that? They bring them up, or they...
We raise them.
Right. And if your features resemble your father or your mother, you would say that you...
We're very much alike in our features, and that's true with my mother. We look very much the same.
And, okay, changing the topic a little bit, when a woman is ready to have her baby, she's going to have the baby, she goes to the...
To the hospital.
Uh-huh. And if she doesn't want to go to the hospital, a woman comes to help with the birth, and that's
called... She would be a midwife.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for midwife that you know?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. When two people decide that they're going to spend the rest of their lives together, they get...
married.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope the kids of today would learn something from that.
Get married and stay married, right?
Right.
The woman becomes the man's
wife,
and he becomes her
husband.
Mm-hmm. And they get married in the
church.
Okay. Every Sunday, the preacher preaches a
sermon,
and we pray to
God.
Uh-huh. And the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, are
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
Trick question there.
It really is. I know a lot of people say Genesis.
I see that.
That's why I always say the Gospels. either way, I'm impressed.
Okay.
Another name for university is a.
Well, I guess a lot of people call it college.
Mm-hmm.
But that's somewhat a little bit lesser in thought, I think, than when you say university.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
You go to college to get a...
degree.
Mm-hmm. Or just general...
Education.
Right.
Education, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the...
library.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, your... the girl child is called the...
daughter.
Uh-huh. And your sister's son would be your...
nephew.
Uh-huh. Your mother's sister is your...
aunt.
Your mother's brother is your...
uncle.
Mm-hmm. And in the old days, did they distinguish between the sexes with names for a teacher?
You would have used Mrs. or Miss or Mister for teacher.
But generally, for a teacher, they wouldn't have said it's a woman teacher.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I never heard that, but my grandfather said that in Oregon, for instance, if it was a woman, they would call it a woman teacher, because...
No, we didn't around here.
I think all we had here were women teachers anyways.
Mostly. It was rare until we got to high school to have a man teacher.
At a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the...
best man.
Mm-hmm. And one of the women who... is up there with the bride, not the maid of honor, but...
would be a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. People who are related to you are your...
relatives.
No, people who are not related to you would be called...
friends.
Okay. Can you describe your house for me, the rooms in your house, for instance, and maybe
well,
the style?
We have a very interesting house. the house was built in 1949. That is adobe. We've lived in this house now for about, since 1963. Do you want to know about the rooms or the style? Okay, there's a kitchen. It's a very interesting kitchen, being as how it has red ceiling and red carpet.
Yeah, right.
Very unusual. Utility room has the same.
But I like it. It gives height to the room, too.
Right. Well, it has got high ceilings. We have 8-foot, 6-inch ceilings throughout the house. And instantly the lumber in the house is from the old the cavalry stable at Fort Bliss. When they dismantled it in 49.